to you once again in the name of the Most High. Meet you in all that's going on in the transition from darkness to light, from the power of Satan, this world, this whole evil. There we go. Sorry, cutting in and out there. All right. Once again, greetings in the name of the Most High. Yes, we're transitioning out of this system, out of the old evil construct that we all grew up in and around, that you've never known anything different, and moving on into something else, something that is life-giving, that is transitional in a good way. You know, it's necessary that whole thing break up. For those of you that were with us and tracking with us through the Human 2020 initiative, one of the revelations is that everybody was tricked in to being part of and inside that slave system. So now the human trafficking element is the worst aspect of it, but for those that are slaves, debt slaves, indentured servants, for those that are trapped and tricked, that are born into a life bait and switched, when you should have come into this life and into this world being inherently wealthy, because you are. You know, life is a gift, and these liars, these charlatans, these tricksters, they come in and they swap out your birthright and get you to agree through deception and through your ignorance and through your lack of understanding what's going on. They get you into a trap where you never move in the reality of who you really are. So the wake-up call along the way has been for us to have a full recognition and understanding of who we really are, and to move in that power, move in that strength, move in that reality. Now, the systems that are coming apart right now are their systems of control, whereby they were able to do this enslavement. So Apocalypse is an unveiling, a revealing. You know, I know that whole church crowd, they've got the cartoon cookie cutter book perception of an apocalypse, which is very, it's not accurate. And in fact, the kind of thing that they're trying to do, the controllers, the whole legacy system, is they're trying to give people they're trying to mirror it to get people to think that something is that time when it's not that time, but to get people to, of their consciousness, try to create that thing and thereby themselves be the controllers. All right? So that's part of their goal in all of this, is to control the perception. So they want to control the perception. And by controlling the perception, then they're able to make you co-create the reality that they're trying to pull you into. It's not actually, when you realize that you have much more say in what becomes real and what becomes the reality that you end up experiencing, you would be much more deliberate about your intentions and your attention, I'm sorry. You'd be much more deliberate about your attention and where you put it and what you allow to have your attention. See, that's why they try to also fill your mind with garbage, because then you won't ever spend time thinking about truth. You won't ever spend time doing and making a move that's for your best interest. So to keep you involved and engaged in worthless things, worthless pursuits, things that fritter away your time and your energy, put you in a space of not being able to do, or Be the agent of your own destruction. There's one for you. Get you to be the one to self-destroy yourself by the words that you say, the actions that you take, the things that they try to sell to you that you believe and then act on. I'll give you a few examples. There are enough things out there that reveal the controller's agenda, the old legacy system's agenda, which is coming apart, by the way. That old agenda, they had deliberate reasons and intentions to do the social programming that they did. And a big part of it was to weaken you, weaken your resolve, weaken your health, weaken, make you more pliable, make you more malleable, make you more docile, make you more compromised, so that your mind couldn't focus right, your intentions couldn't be put in something that would be for your best interest, give you strength, mobilize with others, to create division, to create suspicion, to break up the families, destroy your morality. Why? If they destroy your morality, that comes with a lot of other consequences for you. Shooting yourself in the foot. Now, why would they do that? What vested interest do they have? Well, if you are in a state where you're depleted, or you're compromised, or your attention or your energy is going all over the place, now you're easier to control. So what they didn't want is for you to be healthy, focused, in control of your own faculties, making decisions, growing in knowledge and understanding, and the power and the ability to act on that along with others. That for them is absolutely dangerous, and they can't have that. So they work very hard to keep you away from that. Now, by you understanding their game. And what's their game? Well, basically, whatever they try to say and do to you is what's bad for you. So just look at it and do the opposite. So if they're trying to get you to be libertine, well, maybe celibacy has its merits. If they're trying to get you to distrust people and stay 6 feet away, well, maybe go strike up a conversation and give somebody a hug. If they're telling you to stay inside, you go outside in the sun and get some vitamin D. If they're trying to give you fear, you take confidence. How do you get rid of fears? Well, one thing is drag that fear into the light of truth. Make it have to stand against the filter of logic and reason. You know, all fears that they try to push on you are emotional. They try to work with your emotions, sounds, images, telling you what certain things are and mean, to then control your perception, to then what? Control your action. But when you start to remove yourself from that, when you remove yourself from their control, now what are they going to do? When you remove yourself from their control, what are they going to do? That world that they're all in relies on you, because they're the parasites, and you are the one who has the life and the fractal of the divine source of all life within you. So they need to live off of that life force that's in you. They have no life in themselves. But they've got to get you to agree to stay in the prison. If you get up and walk out, they can't hold you. They can't keep you. And they know that. So that's why it's all the scare tactics in the world come out full bore when you start trying to walk out. And they'll do a few things to you on the way out, but you just keep going. You know what happens too? When you make a move an action in line with what you believe and what you know to be true, everything else will come to help you to finish that. And that's where also your faith is going to grow, because you're going to have the trust and the assurance within yourself that what you're doing, you also have the backing of everything else that's out there that's right and good and true and part of the light and part of the Most High's plan and purpose for your existence. It's there for you. But you've got to make a step on your side. Be bold. It's all right. Look at the biggest things that you can possibly do and then dream and go bigger. Keep going bigger. Because why not? Why not? Okay, let's talk about some fears. What's the worst thing that can happen? Well, you can fail. So what? So you fail. At least you tried. And you learned something. Oh, here's another thing that could happen. You could succeed. What happens if you succeed? Isn't that amazing? You know, I think sometimes people are not just afraid of failures, but they're afraid of success. Because they're afraid, what happens if this works? Responsibility. Possibility. A lot of people want to be taken care of by somebody else. Listen, we all have to grow up. That's part of where we're at right now in the evolution of humanity. The change, the scaling up, going from the Mobius loop, the eights, to the nines, which is the nines is the Fibonacci sequence, the golden spiral. If you look at a number eight, you turn it on its side. That's that loop. That's that Mobius loop that we all get trapped in, that we were trapped in this place, that we've gotten off that. If you're listening to me here, you're listening to somebody that's on a different timeline. And in this timeline, it's not going to be their one. It's not their timeline. It's not the one that they were trying to push on everybody else. All right? It's a different timeline. This one over here, the light shines brighter and brighter. This one over here is the one that we're stepping out and off of that slave system. This timeline here, this reality here, this perception here, it's going to be what we choose for it to be, not what they would like it to be, not what they want it to be, not what they're trying to enforce it on us. This is our time. Our time, not their time. This is our time. Because you know what? All time's happening all the time. And we've shifted into another way to relate. So now the things that we create, they're going to come up, and they're going to come up fast, and they're going to come up beautiful, and they're going to come up bold. We're going to be solving things. Wouldn't that be amazing? That is going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible. We're going to fix and solve and do some incredible things during a volatile time in the world. We will be bringing forward the answers and the solutions. And, you know, if we didn't have this kind of disruption happening and taking place, we wouldn't have been able to do what we're going to do. That's something, too, you got to also recognize. This collapse of certain things was necessary, is necessary. Because it's on the other side of that we can actually create and bring forward answers. How many people were okay with the slave system as long as they got their bread and circus? But now the frequencies are changing where those things, if you were getting them, if you are getting them, they don't satisfy. And in a lot of cases, people aren't getting them anymore either. If you're paying attention to what's gone on in Sri Lanka, there's a case in point of a perfect storm of micro and macro events happening at the same time to just make the situation as absolutely terrible as possible. And now that country has gone into, hyperinflation at this point. The price of fuel has all but doubled in the last 2 months. The price of goods and services are just continue to go up. And the thing is, they go up and nobody can afford, nobody can afford them, and even if you could afford them, they're not available. Because the country doesn't have the foreign currency reserves to be able to make imports. So anyways, just a classic, incredible case of what happens when evil, terrible people have control and where they end up. And they're all looking at each other, the ones that are in the positions of making the decisions. While everything's falling apart, they're looking at each other, trying to figure out, nobody has a clue, nobody has an idea, nobody has a solution. And they're just sitting around while everybody else has no power, no basic services, or minimized services. Right now, it sounds like a lot of places, people that I love and care about, they've got 15 hours a day of power cuts. Every day. Started as 8 hours, 12 hours, now they're going up to 15. Because they don't have you know how bad it is? They were supposed to have the exams for all the students in the country, and they couldn't do them because they didn't have money to have printing paper for the exams. Now, if that's the situation, they didn't have paper to have. How can you even hold an election if you don't have paper for exams? How are you going to have paper to do paper ballots? You can't do fake software because you don't have electricity to run the computers either. So it is a comedy of errors right now in the country for what's actually going on there. But it would be comical if it wasn't so, if there wasn't so many people whose lives are being destroyed. See, this is the thing too. Your ignorance and your foolishness and your stupidity can get you hurt in this time. It used to be that people could just subsidize stupidity or ignorance. What's that one from the scriptures? My people perish for lack of knowledge. I mean, that's literally happening now. People are dying because of they lack this. They lack the understanding. They lack the power to act on what they know. But, so this is the time that we're in. All over the world, tribulation, troubles. But this is not that time. This is not the time that the controllers of the world want it to be. No, their agenda is going to fail, and it's going to fail colossally. And, there's some amazing, wonderful things on the horizon. But we're not on their timeline anymore, all right? We're on our timeline. We're going from the eights to the nines. From darkness unto light. And it's going to be incredible. All right. Love you guys. Bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can say hi to us there. We are keeping on, keeping on. Bless you all. Talk to you soon. Bye.